Probably most of us don't know what it's like to be blind, to not be able to see. Maybe if we take out our glasses or our contact lenses, maybe we do have a hard time making out words or images. I know when I was driving over here last night, I had my windshield wipers on full blast, and I still couldn't see the road in front of me just because of all of the rain that we had. And it was scary because you're like, what if that car stops in front of me? Am I going to be able to see in time to be able to stop? But not being able to see is, it's scary. Bartimaeus here in the gospel, he didn't see. He was blind. And so he was scared. And that's what prompted him to sit and beg and to say, Son of David, have pity on me because I'm a sinner. And what's beautiful about this gospel today is the way that Jesus responds to Bartimaeus' plea. And what Jesus could have done was he could have said, all right, see, have your sight restored and stop bothering all these people. But he didn't do that. He didn't do that because Jesus is a God of love. And because he is our Lord, he wants to meet us in our pain and our suffering. Jesus took the time to have an encounter and a dialogue with Bartimaeus. And this is important because in our prayer life, our Lord wants to have a conversation with us. With whatever it is that we struggle with, whatever sin, whatever pain, whatever difficulties that we undergo, God wants to hear about those. God doesn't want us to treat him like he is some divine vending machine. And we say these prayers or pray these novenas or these rosaries, we press the button and we get what we want. That's not the way prayer works, and that's not the way that our God works. Our God wants to know what's going on. He wants to know what he told Bartimaeus. What can I do for you? What are you looking for? And this passage in the scripture, this gospel, maybe gives some light on how we are to pray. How we are to engage in a dialogue with our God. Because he wants to know what's going on in our heart. He wants to know why we feel the way we do. He wants to know how he can help us. So in our prayer, let's not just be someone who says, God, I need this and I need it now. But let's be somebody in prayer who says, God, I love you. I need you. God, I desire you to touch these aspects of my life. I desire you to be a part of this stage of my life. Because that's what God wants to do for us. He's a God of encounter. He's a God of dialogue. Who wants us to be able to open up our heart to receive his love, to fall deeper in love with him, to understand why things are the way they are. God will always call out to us. His voice will be the one the disciples call. When Jesus says to the disciples, call Bartimaeus, take courage, fear not. Jesus is calling you. My brothers and sisters, Jesus calls us into a life of holiness. He desires that we love. He desires that we have peace. He desires that we have joy. He desires that we turn away from sin. Many of us don't know what it's like to be blind. Most of us don't know what it's like not to have the sight, the gift of sense of sight. But we do know what it's like to sin. We do know the blindness that happens when we choose to turn away from God and turn to sin. And we have a God who rescues us from that sinfulness, from that spiritual blindness. When we turn away from God, when we do what we want to do, when we turn away from right things, from peace, from holiness, God is there to welcome us back. He's there to call us back to himself. As Catholics, we're blessed because we have several sacraments, which reminds us of his love and helps us turn away from sin. Sacrament of reconciliation, sacrament of the anointing of the sick, sacrament of the Eucharist, of Jesus calling us to himself, Jesus wanting to wipe away our blindness and wipe away our sin so that we can love the way that he loves. The beginning of Mass, I said, I'm Father TJ, I work for the diocese, I'm the director of vocations. It's appropriate that I'm here this weekend because we celebrate Priesthood Sunday. A time for us to give praise and gratitude to our God for the gift of priest. Maybe there's a priest who's had a special impact or an influence on you in your life. This is a great opportunity to thank God for the presence of those priests that have meant so much to us, who stand, as we hear in the second reading, as the high priest, to stand as our representative to God, to make for us an offering of sin. Jesus is the original high priest. He is the one who came to take away all sin, and he instituted the great gift of the priesthood, of men called to serve in the person of Christ the needs of the world. So on this very special Priesthood Sunday, I ask you to join me in thanking God for the gift of priests that have touched our hearts and touched our lives. Maybe there's a priest that's had a special impact on you, and he might still be around. I'd encourage you to reach out to that priest and say, "Thanks, Father. Thanks for bringing me Jesus. Thanks for helping take away my blindness so that I can see the love of God." Maybe if a priest has had an impact, special impact on our lives, and he's not here anymore, we continue to thank God for the gift of their lives and the gift of their service to the Holy Church. I'm also here because I need your help. I said at the beginning of Mass, I'm not here to ask for money. I'm here to ask for something much more valuable than that. I ask for your prayers. Our church needs men to answer the call to serve God. Our church needs men to stand before God and say, "Yes, Lord, I will follow you. I will answer that call to stand as the high priest to serve the people of God." I'd ask for your prayers for those young men that are having a hard time figuring out if that is where God wants them to go. I also ask for your help in praying for the men that you know in your life that you think would be excellent priests. Maybe it's one of your sons. Maybe it's a grandson or a nephew. Maybe it's a young man that's here in this parish that you think, "Man, this young man would be awesome as a priest because he has a real heart of service, a real heart of service for the Lord." I ask you in helping join me in prayers for young men to answer the prayer to serve the Lord, because we do. Our church needs priests. Our church needs men to be able to offer the sacraments to the church. And so I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your support. I thank you for your encouragement. Let's also pray for young women too, that they answer the call to serve God as sisters and nuns, because our church needs women as well to continue the work of the church, to bring the joy of the gospel to all the world. As a priest, it is a very humbling thing to be able to stand before the people of God, to offer all of your prayers to God. When I celebrate the Eucharist, it's always an awesome opportunity, an awesome experience to bring all of the prayers, all of the things that you're carrying in your life, and as your behalf, I bring them to God as we offer the Eucharist, as we celebrate this wonderful gift that our God gave us. And ask for your continued prayers for me and for all priests, because being a priest is sometimes difficult. The demands of what God asks us and His holy people ask us can be difficult. But we do so out of love. We do so because we love you. Because we want to serve you. We want to bring the joy and the peace and the love of God to you and to the whole world. So I thank you for your prayers for all priests. We may continue to serve the Lord and be holy men to bring the message of the Lord to all people. And I also thank you for your prayers for all the young men that are discerning this call of the Lord in their hearts. Pray that many more young men may come forth to say, "Yes, Lord, I want to follow you. I want to serve you." And as we give glory and praise to our God on this very special day, we also thank Him for the gift of His forgiveness, the gift of His love. And we ask Him to help wipe away any blindness that we have, any sin, any struggles, any difficulties we have that are keeping us from being able to see the love of the Lord. May His love continue to inspire us. May His love change us. May His love give us the courage that we need to always be a faithful disciple.